Okay, look, I've been real quiet for several months now. Those of you who might know me know that's pretty difficult for me to do. But okay, I kind of looked around and said, you know what? You know what? I'm upset about a lot of things going on with our government, and I'm always pontificating about it. There I am, giving everybody my opinion, which is semi worthless in the whole world of opinions, but I still felt the need to do it. But then I said, okay, I'm just going to sit back. We're going to be going into the elections, and I'm going to be hoping that everything just works out exactly the way I want it to. I mean, I really hope that. Hi, welcome to Larry A. His Way. Larry Altman here. So there I was just thinking that it's going to go my way. We're going to hold elections and the midterms, and people are just upset. I mean, really, TPO. Oh, duh. About so many things, starting with something as simple as the cost of living. Even though you might hear some people up at the top saying there's no inflation, when you go in and you buy, oh, I don't know, a dozen eggs at $6, there's inflation. When you're paying between $3 and $4 a gallon for gasoline, there's inflation. When the cost of heating oil for many people has doubled, there's inflation. When you can't get parts for your car, there's inflation. So, despite what many of the pundits said, you and I know that we pay a lot of money out of our pockets. We just are. It's a simple fact. Whether you're rich, poor, fixed income, doesn't make a difference. Costing a lot. We know that. And we also know that there's a lot of other things that need attending by those in power. So we really hoped the Senate and the House would become, at the very least, Republican, hopefully conservative. My opinion again, and many of you who listen to this agree with me. And if you don't, that's fine. You're entitled. That's what this country is about, right? Okay. Didn't get the Senate. I'm not going to argue the reasons behind it. There's all kinds of thought processes, but the fact is we didn't. But we did kind of almost get the House of Representatives. Now, when I say that, I mean the numbers say we did, but that doesn't mean that based on recent activities, that in fact we did it. I don't know. I mean, what am I talking about? Look, think of all the things that we have to accomplish besides tackling inflation. We've got to stop this runaway spending. I mean, $1.7 trillion omnibus bill, and nobody really knows what's in it. Nobody, except those who are getting the benefits of it, like certain political areas, a certain Democrat or progressive areas. I mean, there's all kinds of projects that should have been done individually. Here we go again. What are we at? $32 trillion deficit? That's between, from what I heard, $90,000 to $100,000 per person. $90,000 to $100,000 per person debt. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, if you ever looked at the, If you ever looked at the deficit in your own wallet, that's a bunch of money. Okay, what else? Well, look at the deaths due to the fentanyl crisis. Drug made in China. We're not doing very well in meeting our obligations on stopping China trade that just hurts us. It goes through mostly our southern border, which has been uncontrolled. I don't care what the Secretary of State says. It doesn't make a difference. Secretary of Interior, it doesn't make a difference what they say. Department of Homeland Security. I mean, we're millions of people into illegal crossings on the border. And we know some of those are people that are not well-intended toward the United States of America. So, I mean, we have so many things we have to deal with right now. So here we are with the Congress. This is the, by the way, the 5th of January. And as I sit here looking at what is going on in Congress, we are now entering the 11th, I believe it's the 11th vote on electing a new House of Representatives speaker. Now, you know, Kevin McCarthy has been the minority person for the Republican Party for a number of years. And I'm not even getting into personalities. You can like him, you can dislike him. Same goes with everybody else who's been nominated. I mean, Jim Jordan as an example. President Trump as an example. I mean, these are people that have actually been put into nomination. And so the votes keep going on and on. And basically, with the necessity for the person who's elected to get 218 votes to be speaker, and maybe by the time you listen to it, we have one, but I'll make my point in just a moment. But the vote has remained almost the same throughout this entire process, about give or take 200 votes for McCarthy, and the other votes split amongst the other candidates. Okay, look, number one, and this is why I am here now talking about this, because I'm a bit perturbed. Now, I know some of you are saying disturbed. Okay, I'll go along with that, because this wouldn't be the first time I've been called that. But perturbed about the way this has been handled up to this point. Now I hear all these politicians, well, it's democracy in action. It's a great, wonderful thing for us. Or it's killing us. It's hurting us, helping the liberals and the progressives and the Democrats. Okay, maybe all valid points. But look, this is not a surprise. We've known about this for a long time. What is wrong with these politicians, the Republicans in Congress, that they couldn't sit down before this all came down and come to a conclusion, make whatever deals you have to make? That's what goes on in Washington. We all know it. That's not going to change at this stage of the game. Make your deal and then decide on the very first vote who is going to be the Speaker of the House. Because nothing else can get done until there's a Speaker. You can't even seat all of the elected Congress people. You can't. You have to have a Speaker. And that's beside the fact that the Speaker is, you know, the third in line to the presidency, should things happen. Okay. How can you justify this ridiculous behavior? You need to justify it, because we all voted for you. You're working for us. You keep forgetting that. I keep hearing about how wonderful Congress is. It's the people's house, and we're doing it for the people. And this one says, I can't support this one because. And this one says, I can't support this one because. And they're still making deals, and nobody knows exactly what anybody wants. Let's get this done. I want Congress to squeeze the budget line item by line item. No more omnibus bills giving away trillions of dollars. I want to know what's happening with money when it's authorized for countries like Ukraine. And whether or not you agree with us doing it is not even my point. I want to know where that money is going to, how it's being used. Dollar for dollar, period. There's no excuse not to do that. I want to know what kind of pressure is available for us to put on the Chinese to stop them from shipping fentanyl to this country. And what can we do in this country to prevent it from coming over the border? We have the laws. We have the military to be able to do it. And yet we don't do it. Congress needs to take control of the budget, and that's where everything comes from. That's where the money is. If Congress doesn't authorize money for ridiculous programs, then it doesn't get done. The president's agenda, liberal agenda, I think most of you would agree with that, gets stopped in its tracks. How can we justify not getting this Congress moving? Enough. We've had a couple of years of this unbelievably, in my opinion, un-American activity, ripping the country apart. I mean, people are paying a fortune just to be able to survive. Well, you know, unemployment is this, and, you know, and people get a little more salary. It's not enough. We need to have control. It is the people's house. You and I elected these people to do a job, and there they sit playing games. It's not games, it's democracy. Bullpucky. It's games. You guys can't get it together. What is wrong with you? I mean, I'm not sorry that there's a Republican majority in the House now, and that maybe, just maybe, there's a chance that we could get a handle on some things. Maybe not everything, but with a Republican majority, maybe there could be some compromise with the Senate. Maybe even the president will compromise a little bit. Listen, for the first time, he just announced he's traveling to the southern border. Woohoo! I mean, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference, but he's going there. That's a big difference. He hasn't done that before. Get it together. There's no excuse from this point on for our House of Representatives with a Republican majority acting like a bunch of kids. A bunch of kids at the playground just vying to who's going to climb the slide or the jungle gym or get on the merry-go-round or whatever first. I'm king of the hill. No, it doesn't work that way. You are representing us. Get it together. We are fed up. We are sick and tired of this kind of attitude by our politicians who supposedly represent us. Do it. If you haven't done it yet, get that speaker elected, go home, kiss your family, and then come back to Washington, D.C., get back to work, begin the process to go ahead and correct the awful injustices that have been done over the last couple of years. You can do it. You control the purse strings. Listen, I know how that is. If I want to go out and buy a new computer, my wife better say that's a good idea. Because if not, those purse strings kind of go like this and strangle me. You know what I mean? Let's mature a little bit in Washington. It's not too much to ask, really. It really isn't. And by the way, okay, I'm convinced term limits should be in force, not only for the presidency, but for the Senate and the House. Get it done. Let's make sure there's nobody in there serving, I don't know, 60 years and not paying any attention to any of us at all. We need it fixed now. Get her done, as a famous comedian says all the time. And thank you for your attention. Larry A. His Way. This is Larry Altman. Have a great one.